Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you missed our first part of our program, you know, there's been a terrorist attack in front in United Kingdom, right there in front of the Parliament, just a tragedy. It makes us immediately want to be able to discuss, you know, what's the condition of our safety and our borders and what's going on. And Congressman Michael McCaul, he's going to take us to the borders and explain why it's so important. And now we understand why it's so important to have secure borders. Let's go there now.
The southern border of the United States runs almost 2,000 miles long. That is greater than the distance between Chicago and Mexico City. Knowing what or who is coming across our border keeps Americans safe. In the past, we've seen everything from the running of drugs and human trafficking to drug cartels and potential terrorists on our southern border. This hurts our economy and places Americans in greater danger.
The biggest problem is, quite frankly, we do not have operational control of any of our borders, actually.
But we have a lot of scary things try to come in this border. I spent 9 years as an undercover officer in the CIA, and I've been chasing Al-Qaeda, Lashkar-e-Taiba, groups like that. And we have an important threat on our southern border. It's the narco-traficantes, the drug trafficking organizations. And they're making a lot of money here in the United States, and they're coming through our southern border and doing that. So that's one of the biggest threats that we need to be prepared to face.
The current state of our border security leaves the door wide open for more sinister individuals to make their way undetected into the United States. The Obama administration claims our borders are more secure than ever, but ask anyone from a border state and they will tell you this simply isn't true. Just this past year, the Border Patrol apprehended almost 500,000 individuals along our southern border. That's just who we've stopped. We have no way of telling how many people we didn't catch or what they brought with them.
One of the issues is making sure that we're able to move people from one sector to the next, because depending on what the threat may be. Because in one day we may have a larger problem in one area than the next, and we need to have the freedom, and Border Patrol needs to have the freedom and the ability to move people as they see fit.
Well, I really think for whatever reason, a number of reasons, we just have not had the political will to be able to do what we need to do to secure our borders. And I'll tell you now, and I think this was one of the critical components of this last election, is achieving Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate. We are now going to demonstrate to the American people that we hear them, that we know what our responsibilities are, they can hold us accountable. We intend to have operational control of our borders. We intend to secure our borders.
It is time to put politics aside and fix this problem once and for all. Up front, the bill deals with additional fencing, additional roads, and greater capabilities, including technology and aviation assets. It will also fully fund the National Guard on the border. We are going to require independent border security experts to verify that the border is secure. This takes border security out of the hands of DHS and out of the hands of politicos. By ensuring that the security of our southern border is no longer subject to political games, we can guarantee our children and grandchildren and future generations know the safety and peace of mind that comes with a secure border. The time for border security is now.
So important, you know, understanding what's taking place with this terrorist attack that just took place at the United Kingdom in front of the Parliament, and lives lost, and still measuring what the cost is right there. You know, how secure is our country? And I just thank God we have a president that's wanting to secure our borders, and for Congressman McCaul and what they're doing there. But remember, let's take you back just to a little glimpse, candidate Trump, when America was saying, listen, we feel unsafe, we want to be protected, and we want walls built on the southern borders. As a matter of fact, let's go back and take a look at how our current president wants to keep us safe. Take a look.
Number one, are you ready? Are you ready? We will build a great wall along the southern border. Thank you. and Mexico will pay for the wall. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the wall. And they're great people and great leaders, but they're going to pay for the wall on day one.
So you're looking at that's the cry of the heart of America, is saying we want to be protected. You're seeing what just took place at the United Kingdom in front of the Parliament, and some of the prophetic words that we gave about Guy Fawkes and mm-hmm. that some prophetic dreams that took place, and the organizers are organizing this under a dark movement that was going on. We're seeing it take place. And as soon as the president came into office, he's standing up for us. He went straight to the Department of Homeland Security, and he spoke to them and said, I'm going to fund you. I'm going to support you. You're going to be able to do your job. I'm going to give you more officers. And there's other folks that are coming. Listen, this is why he's doing to stop this kind of thing that just took place in the United Kingdom. That's why we need to support our president, support those that are standing up for our safety in our countries. Let's look at what he said when he first got into office, and he's talking just a few days ago, really, to the Department of Homeland Security and saying we need to secure it. Let's remember what our president said, President Donald Trump at Department of Homeland Security.
That's a great looking group. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very proud of you. Thank you. Wow. You love your job, don't you, huh? That's beautiful. That's so nice. Great. Great people. Thank you very much. First, I want to congratulate Secretary John Kelly and his wife, Kathleen. Where is Kathleen? She's here someplace. John brings the skills, the leadership, background, the experience, strength, and definitely that determination that you have to get the job done and to get it done correctly. He will deliver for you. He will deliver for the country. He will deliver for the American people like you've never seen before. Homeland Security is in the business of saving lives, and that mandate will guide our actions. The Department of Homeland Security has many, many different divisions. But one of the most important missions of DHS is its law enforcement mission. This is a law enforcement agency. But for too long, your officers and agents haven't been allowed to properly do their jobs. You know that, right? Do you know that? Absolutely. But that's all about to change. And I'm very happy about it, and you're very happy about it. From here on out, I'm asking all of you to enforce the laws of the United States of America. They will be enforced and enforced strongly. Because people are surprised to hear that we do not need new laws. We will work within the existing system and framework. We are going to restore the rule of law in the United States. Before we go any further, I want to recognize the ICE and Border Patrol officers in this room today and to honor their service, and not just because they unanimously endorsed me for president. That helps, but that's not the only reason. I also want to acknowledge two individuals in the audience who will play a very, very important role going forward. I'd like to recognize Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, and Chris Crane, two friends of mine,
president of National ICE Council. You guys are about to be very, very busy doing your job the way you want to do them. Where are they? Where are those guys? Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico. A nation without borders is not a nation. Beginning today, the United States of America gets back control of its borders, gets back its borders. Thank you. I just signed two executive orders that will save thousands of lives, millions of jobs, and billions of dollars. These two orders are part of an immigration reform we outlined during the campaign. I want to emphasize that we will be working in partnership with our friends in Mexico to improve safety and economic opportunity on both sides of the border. I have deep admiration for the people of Mexico, and I greatly look forward to meeting again with the President of Mexico. We'll be doing that shortly. We will discuss close coordination on many, many important issues between our countries. This coordination includes the dismantling of cartels and keeping illegal weapons and cash from flowing out of America and into Mexico, out of our country, out of the United States, and it goes right into Mexico. They have to stop it. We have to stop it. We are going to save lives on both sides of the border. And we also understand that a strong and healthy economy in Mexico is very good for the United States. Very, very good. We want that to happen. By working together on a positive trade, safe borders, and economic cooperation, I truly believe we can enhance the relation between our two nations to a degree not seen before, certainly in a very, very long time. I think our relationship with Mexico is going to get better. Here's a brief summary of what actions are contained in my executive
orders. So you're looking at the president saying, listen, we're going to fund you, we're going to support you, and
you're going to be able to do your job the way you want to do it.
That's how extreme, and you have the court system fighting our president's executive orders for extreme vetting, and that's his job. If you read the Constitution, the job of the president is to protect the borders, maintain the borders, and the safety of our people, and defend us from enemies foreign and domestic against our Constitution. And they're fighting it, and they're actually allowing things that just took place in the United Kingdom. They're fueling those kind of environments to cause that to potentially happen. When we get back from this break, you're going to hear a prince from Saudi Arabia stand up in defense of the president. A Muslim prince from Saudi Arabia is standing up in agreement and in partnership militarily and financially from Saudi Arabia, standing up in support of President Trump, saying, this is what we do, this is what America needs to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.